Supertramp with Gil Andrews at TICFM. It's 3:31, and Dick Schumer's here to tell us about a rubboat.
Well, it appears that way anyway. An East Haven, Connecticut man with past connections to organized crime was shot to death as he walked along a street in Brooklyn, New York yesterday. Police say gunmen from a moving car shot 67-year-old Ralph Whitey Tropiano in the head and chest. Tropiano has been linked in the 1960s to the crime family of the late Joseph Profaci. Tropiano served prison terms for extortion, bribery, and theft. He's the third man from the New Haven Bridgeport area with alleged ties to organized crime to die or disappear in the past 10 months. A violent series of eruptions shook Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington late last night, and observers say the explosions were the most severe since the volcano woke up last week from a sleep of more than 120 years. The new eruption sent huge billows of volcanic ash toward Portland, Oregon, and slight levels of ash were reported in Vancouver, Washington, across the river. Scientists in Vancouver released a report on the effect of the volcanic ash being blown out of the mountain. That report says the present level of activity probably presents no danger to the lives or health of people in areas more than 10 to 20 miles away from the volcano. Brief exposure to the ash may cause minor irritation, but the report says the ash can be harmful to crops and machinery. Iranian President Bani Sadr reportedly claims he's received a message from President Carter. In that message, the president has agreed to refrain from speaking about the hostage situation, according to Bani Sadr. This, according to reports in Thursday editions of the Washington Post and the New York Times newspapers. A proposal to phase out about 200,000 CETA jobs over the next 2 years won the approval of the Budget Balancing Senate Budget Committee Wednesday. The panel estimates the cut will save about $600 million. Gasoline prices should be up 10 cents a gallon by May. That's the result of a presidential proclamation that was signed yesterday. The proclamation imposes an import fee of nearly $5 a barrel on crude oil. It's a conservation measure. And the Federal Reserve Board moved to protect consumers from unfair surprises. It decided that lenders must warn customers 30 days in advance of any change in credit account terms. There's an indictment in the so-called Death's Angels case in Las Vegas. More from reporter Philip Rippey in Las Vegas.
32-year-old supervising nurse charged with murdering one critically ill patient at Sunrise Hospital has turned herself into authorities. But Janie Adams will have to wait until she composed $15,000 bail before she gets out of jail. Adams is charged with tampering with the life support system of 51-year-old Vincent Frazier, who died March 3rd. And Frazier's widow, Bertha, says she is relieved her husband's death will finally be avenged.
I'm glad it's over. That's all I can say.
Frazier's attorney says a wrongful death suit will most likely be filed against Sunrise Hospital, one of the most profitable medical institutions in the entire country.
News 96, now here's the traveler's weather.
The TICFM Traveler's Weather Service forecast for Connecticut and the Springfield area. Clear skies overnight, but with patches of fog. Low temperatures in the 30s. The day Thursday, just beautiful. Sunshine prevailing, the wind light, highs 55 to 60. Increasing cloudiness Thursday night, lows near 40. Then for Friday, rain or periods of rain with highs in the 40s. The outlook for the weekend, fair and dry.
More news in 30 minutes. I'm Dick Schumer for News 96.
GICFM.